Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome, ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host, Hobbo, a.k.a. Hobbo. We're glad to be here. Wahoo fans are coming off another rainy victory. Maybe we should play all the games in the rain. We figured that part of the deal out.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah, you know, just, I mean, it's working so far.
Let's just play in the rain. So Wahoos overpowered the outmanned VMI Key Dets 49-0. Anyhow, the team is now readying for a huge road test as they go up to Pittsburgh this Saturday to play at Heinz Field at 12:30. It's a regional sports network game. Probably your best bet, though, is listening to our brethren over there, Dave Kane and Tony Covington on WRVA 1140. They'll have an excellent
Used to be easier broadcast. To do that. It's harder sometimes to match yes. the radio signal and the TV signal than it was a few years ago.
But I still do it. Anyhow, tonight we will evaluate Virginia's big victory at home over the Key Dets. And let's face it, UVA needs to build on this scoring outburst and the shutout performance by the defense. And they've got to protect the ball better. And they've got to establish a good run mix, pass mix, whatever, as they get ready to play Pitt. And we're glad that you joined us.
The way my Steelers are going, maybe we could make a trade and play the Steelers and not the Panthers. It might be it might be an easier win.
No, Steelers are still pretty good.
Well, we'll see about that. Very right. Indeed, this is Hobbo. We have another terrific show lined up for you with some former UVA football greats. First half hour, star former running back Antonio Rice will join us in a few minutes. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll have friend of the program and a sponsor as well, but a great Cavalier linebacker, Charles McDaniel, that played in that first UVA bowl game that LeClaire Ryan had references. And also we'll have Dr. Vince Dalton join us with our injury update later in the show. And you know, next week, speaking of doctors, we'll have Jody Smith back on next week, and we'll also have LeClaire Ryan sports attorney Vern Inge to talk about some of the issues that are facing college athletics. I guess trying to compensate players is one, and there are a number of others, not the least of which are some academic issues. But at any rate, that's next week. But in the meantime, there are a number of ways to follow the show, and I believe Chris, I'm not allowed to say his last name anymore, but Chris will tell us how to do
all
that.
Right, thanks, Hobbo. and actually, one other point is Antonio Rice and Charles McDaniel, who are going to be talking a little bit later today, were co-captains on the 85 team, and then Rice was a captain on the 86 team as well. But you guys know the drill. Who's talking? We're streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. Or you can go ahead and call in. It's 345-0910 if you have any questions for us or for the guest tonight. We are also on Facebook, so go ahead and search Who's Talking. Add us to your page. And become a fan. Post comments, predictions, and questions. Your comments are all welcome.
Well, Frank and Chris, Virginia, I would say on Saturday, took care of business. It was a game that, you know, they needed to win, and they won it impressively. At the present time, we're 2-1. I think that's realistically where most Virginia fans hoped we would be at this stage of the season, and we're moving into a critical stage with Pitt on the road and then coming home for Ball State, Maryland on the road, and Maryland may be one of the surprise. I was surprised that they beat West Virginia 37. I know West Virginia's down a little bit this year, but still an impressive win for the Terrapins, so that's going to be a challenge.
You know what's interesting is Maryland has this as a bye week, and I bet you dollars to donuts their coach wish they weren't having a bye week because they're coming off a very emotional blowout over West Virginia. I'm sure he'd rather be playing somebody else right away.
Yeah. But, so they're what, 3-0 already?
I think. And you got to remember they had their backup linebacker playing quarterback by the end of the season last year. They ran through a ton of injury issues. So
yeah,
they got a lot of talent.
One quarterback transferred. One quarterback blew his leg out. You know, that was a crazy set of circumstances.
Hey, right. The week this Pitt, Ball State, then Maryland on the road, and coming home to play Duke. I think the next 4 weeks will say a lot about how this Virginia season is going to fare.
If Virginia is going to make a dent this year and return to bowl status, can do no worse than 2-2, but ideally they need to be 3-1.
I would say so, because after Duke it gets tough.
You got Georgia Tech at home, Clemson at home, Carolina on the road, although Carolina – does not look like the Carolina I had expected this year, at least so far. And then Miami on the road, and then Virginia Tech at home. So,
some games in there that are certainly winnable, but a challenging schedule in late October and November.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the VMI game real quick. Very impressive that the UVA defense held VMI to four first downs. In this modern era of football, I don't care who you're playing, four first downs and no points is unbelievable.
And total offense of, 79 yards.
Yes, less than 100 yards total, which begs the question, should Virginia be scheduling VMI in the future?
No.
I think based upon the people I talked to this weekend, I think it might not happen for a very long time. And that's sad because there's a long history of playing VMI over the years. It's a lot of tradition. But their football program is headed in the wrong direction. It's just not competitive football.
Just a tremendous amount of respect for VMI, the institution, and the kids that go there. But it's here.
Remarkable institution.
It's not a game that's really doing either program that much good. And even in the newspaper, the VMI coach admitted they were coming to get a check and get beat and leave.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to deal with a sporting event. Anyway, looking forward, the Wahoos have had a little roller coaster here. They played very well in the first game against Brigham Young, which obviously was a very worthy opponent and a team favored by a couple points coming in Charlottesville. Then Virginia had to take some tough medicine from Oregon, which is clearly one of the top teams in the nation and currently still number two in the coaches' poll and I believe in the AP poll. Yep. Only 70 or so votes or points behind Alabama in the AP. So I think Oregon's going to...
Yeah, the Ducks are the real deal.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
They're going to beat a lot of people by a lot of points all year long. And in fact, I feel sorry for Lane Kiffin because I have a feeling Oregon's going to run it up against Southern Cal this year, and that's going to be ugly. But, all things considered, now Virginia has a very important road game against ACC newcomer, the Pittsburgh Panthers, and a quarterback that obviously demonstrated he can throw the ball all over the ball yard.
Yeah, they looked very, very good on offense against Duke. Now, I guess defensively, that's another issue because they gave up a lot of points. I think some people probably saw the score and thought they were seeing an early exhibition basketball game or something, 58-55. Only that Georgia Tech-North Carolina game last year, which was what, like 70-58 or something like that?
Yeah, there was a lot of defense played in these games.
So I think the University of Pittsburgh has a good football team. And, having come from Western Pennsylvania, there are a lot of good football players still in Pennsylvania. A lot of people, a lot of schools trying to recruit them. When Ohio State slides over to Western PA and gets a lot of kids anymore, but Pitt certainly gets their share. So it's going to be a challenge for the Hoos.
Well, Virginia's got to build some momentum this week in practices. I would love to be able to watch, these first couple of practices this week. Summer practices are one thing. I guarantee you these practices right now are very heated. One linebacker lost his spot going into this last game, Dimitri Brim. He got beat out by a freshman.
So what do you think, gentlemen? Is this going to be a shootout or more of a defensive thing? It looks like Pitt can score.
This is going to be more of a slugfest. I think this game will be in the 20s. Both teams are going to play it conservatively. They're going to run until they have to throw, or they will use the run to set up the throw as play action. I'd be shocked if either coach tries to come out and just wing it all over the place.
I don't know why they wouldn't. We just talked about how Duke put up 60 points or 55 points on them. Why wouldn't we throw it downfield?
But there was a lot of special teams. A lot of the scores by Duke were by special teams. I'm just saying, I think knowing the Virginia coaches and David Watford's progression, this is still only going to be his fourth game as a starter.
Yeah, I don't think we want to get into a shootout with anybody. Our offense is not at that level yet.
They're not there yet. And on top of that, Smoke Mizell is still not 100%. Khalik Shepard is not 100%. Zach Swanson is dinged up. More information about Zach later in the show. So right now, Virginia is still trying to establish a good run game with the offensive line that's been rebuilt.
I just don't want to see all these bubble screens the entire game. You know?
I'd never ask for that. Please shoot me in the back if we do that again. I'm just saying, if Virginia does throw the ball, I want to see deep balls down the down the field, challenging the perimeters of their defense with deep outs and deep post patterns. And let's let Tim Smith and what's the other Darius Jennings. Let's let them run wild down the field. All right, we're going to head to break. When we come back, we're going to have Antonio Rice, former UVA running back, excellent running back, and an excellent analyst for WINA in Charlottesville. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking. Listen to Frank and Jim.